Welcome to the Empowered Agent podcast. My name is Tristan, and I am here to empower your real estate business and your life. I'm a realtor and a yogi who has used the power of manifestation and proven strategies to grow my business to one that I love, that provides endless opportunities, and I want to help you do the same. In this podcast, I unpack the real in real estate, featuring authentic conversations about what is working, what is not, business tools, social media tactics, marketing strategies, and manifestation techniques. So pull up a chair, get ready to learn how to empower your business and your life. Let's dive into you, Tara Roy. So I just wrote down that you went to Pepperdine. You come from a marketing background.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about more about that.
So I started my career in advertising technology, and when I was in school, I have a BA in psychology.
Okay.
And I always thought I wanted to be a psychologist. However, I was like, well, if I just continue on in school, right, I'm going to get out when I'm 27, 28. I'm going to have this big degree that says like, I'm going to help you change your mind or whatever. Like, I'm going to help you in therapy. And I'm like, but I will have had zero life experience outside of school.
Yeah.
So for me, I was like, it's really important to get some life experience to be able to help people. Like, you don't, how can I help someone if I haven't lived, right?
Right.
Other than just being a student, because that's not, let's be honest, that's not real world life experience. It's fun and it's interesting and stuff happens, but it's not. I didn't think it was going to help me move the needle on someone's like psychotherapy.
Right, exactly.
So I decided to go out into the world. And so I started doing all this psychological testing on like, what should my career be?
Okay.
And all needles pointed to advertising and marketing. And so I was like, well, I guess that's what I'm going to try and do. And so my first job was with a recruitment advertising firm, and I was there for quite some time. And I've always been in client services. So it was always servicing the client, working with the creative department on the back end to get their assets ready to, you know, all of this stuff. But it was always making sure that the client's needs were met, running huge campaigns for them, doing the best customer service, which has actually translated so well over to real estate, because I have all of the business skills that I needed to, you know, to become a successful realtor, because that is my focus, has always been getting the client what they want.
I love that. And I think that that is something that I see people in real estate really excel when they are client focused, customer focused, right? Because then that passion translates so well. Tara, how long have you been in real estate?
So I just finished up my fifth year. I'm in my sixth year. So I'm kind of like, I made it, you know, there's been some rocky times. Like, real estate is not for the faint of heart at all. It's, you know, you're on this roller coaster, and some months are like super abundant and plentiful. And then other months are like, what am I going to do? And, you know, my whole goal is to get to that level where the months that are kind of like here, you know, the roller coaster is going, but I'm still here. I'm not here, you know? So it's getting to that kind of baseline. And I wouldn't say I've actually gotten there quite yet, but like, some months are amazing and some months aren't. But last year was like a very weird year for me. I feel like my breakout year was 2021.
Okay.
And going into 2022, things were looking amazing. I mean, but I'm more of probably 80-20 buyer's agent to listing agent. And that's just kind of natural for me, because I attract buyers, more buyers with like my YouTube channel and my advertising. It's more buyers, because my whole spiel is that I used to live in New York City, and this is a big area for people to come to from New York City and from Philadelphia as well. But since I came from New York City, I was like, let me choose the avatar of people in New York City, professionals wanting to, you know, have a smaller city living, but still be close enough to the city to get there and do what they need to do in New York. And so, because that's what I did. And I was like, I can help you do what I did. I know the commute. I know what it's like to, you know, go from a big city to a small city. So that being said, I totally lost my train of thought. What were we talking about before? I'm so sorry.
Oh, just stability, that you're 80, 20 more buyers to sellers.
That's part out.
Yeah. And that kind of, and so what I, so let's go dive into that. So I always like to ask agents, where does most of your business come from right now?
YouTube, definitely YouTube. And the thing I love about YouTube is that it's evergreen. And, you know, last year I didn't even pay that much attention to my YouTube, but I still consistently got business from YouTube. And so, as I was saying before I lost my train of thought, 80-20 buyers because of that. Mm-hmm. But going into last year, I was set up. I'd taken all these digital marketing courses. That my YouTube channel was great. It was bringing me people. I had about $5 million worth of business going into 2022 in the first quarter. Wonderful. And I was like, okay, this is great for me because I'd never even had a $5 million year to that point. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And so for me, and I live, our average price point here is about 280. So that's so $5 million is a hustle. Like
that's a hustle. Yeah.
That's a hustle. It's not, we're not in, you know, sunny Southern California where you sell three houses and you get that $5 million.
Exactly. Like
it's kind of a hustle to get there. But with the way that the market was last year, being so seller focused and just, you know, the competition that came up with all of the housing, I had the business. I did the job. I attracted the business. We wrote tons of contracts, but 8 out of 10 of them weren't getting accepted because there was 10, 15, 20 other competing offers. And if you don't have if you didn't have the highest bid, you didn't get a chance. There was no chance to use my fancy negotiation skills or anything like that.
Because it was like,
oh, your number's not the highest, then you don't win. Your client doesn't win. So it was kind of a weird, rough year last year. So going into this year is like way better. Just because it's leveled out a little bit, but I also have more listings coming my way now. So
and where are your listings coming from? Are your listings coming from your past buyers? Or are they coming from?
I've gotten a lot of referrals this year far, which is good.
And then let me ask you what you think about this. I've done this. I'm going my 10th year. About year 5 is when things started really shifting. And
that gives me hope because it's
referrals started coming. Past buyers were starting to list. And like, I think if agents can get to that year 5, year 6, that their business really does start to shift. I think, I don't know why. Maybe it's a psychological thing. People just really now see you as a successful realtor. You've done enough marketing where people are now reaching out to you. Is that how what you're experiencing?
So I just think, you know, longevity does speak volumes, right? Like it is a volatile kind of a career, really. Like there are, and honestly, you have to pay to play. Like you really have to pay to play. And so for any new realtor coming into the business, I came in off of my last corporate job and I didn't have a marketing budget of like 25 grand to start. I would suggest to anybody when they get started that they need a huge marketing budget to get your name out there, to be able to do the advertising and do all of those things. Because it's really hard to grow organically. And that's what I've been trying to do is grow organically. But I also know that in order to grow organically, I need to do all of the work. So this year I'm super focused on my YouTube channel because I know that's where my bread and butter is. And I know that's where I'm attracting the most people.
Well, let's go to that because I think people listening are going to be like, okay, well, what are some tips about YouTube that have worked for you?
So people love to see neighborhoods. They love to do neighborhood tours. They love to know what's going on in the community. But mostly my highest number of views are on the videos where I do neighborhood tours because people coming here from other areas want to see what it looks like. What does it look like? So I literally will get in my car. My husband's driving. I recruited my mom to do it one time. I sit on the console. I pop my head up through the people on the street, laugh and point and wave. But I'll pop my head up through the sunroof and I just video. Like I'll just, you know, I'll kind of just video. I'll be like, drive here, go there, like cut out all the sound and then put music behind it and do overdubs of my voice so that I can tell them what's going on in the neighborhood. Hey, this is a pub where people love to go and have like a pint of beer. Or, hey, this is like the local Wawa that everyone goes to for their morning coffee. And people who don't live here love that. So it attracts a lot of people because
you're doing kind of a hyper local channel.
Yes. It's really the Lehigh Valley. It's not anything about like for realtors or anything like that. I'm not, you know, it's not about real estate as a whole. It's about my little valley. And it's really even smaller than that. We live in a valley of about 840,000 people, but it's broken up into three big cities. And then there's lots of boroughs and townships or a little, or, you know, kind of smaller zip codes. I think there's like 78 zip codes here. So there's a lot,
tiny little areas.
And so my city is the smallest of the three cities in the valley. There's about 26,000-27,000 people here.
Okay.
There's lots of homes that need to be bought and sold here. So yeah. I'm trying to focus specifically on like what's happening in Easton, Pennsylvania, because that makes me an expert in this area. And Easton is also the closest city to the border of New Jersey. I mean, we are right on the border. There's a river that separates us from New Jersey. So it's the closest town once you get into Pennsylvania from New York City. So that's why I like to focus on it too. It kind of directs my target audience to the right place where they need to be for that commute and for that, you know, small city living from big city living kind of a thing.
Do you think too? So I have a YouTube channel and I've gotten leads from it. I'm in a highly competitive YouTube market. And so I'm starting to see some of my, and they're all at Reel. So that's part of the reason why I came to Reel. But I'm starting to see them go like super professional and hiring videographers. And do you feel like that's something that is needed now, or do you find that people appreciate just the authenticity of just being you, or what is your thoughts on that?
So I honestly think it depends on your market, right? So I think if you're in Southern California and it's super competitive, or you're in like a New York City type of situation and super competitive with video, you have to do something to stand out, and maybe you have to be more polished, because if someone's looking at your real estate video and you're kind of just a, you know, a homegrown kind of doing it with yourself on a gimbal, they might be like, well, that's not very professional, versus so-and-so who's got this very polished videographer, very, you know, I think each type of video has its place.
Yeah.
And I think it depends on your clientele too. If you're looking for a more luxury client, they're probably going to want the more processed videos that are, you know, super high end. Whereas, you know, someone buying your average price point might just really want to see the real you. I think it's super important to be authentic in any situation. So 100%. If you're going to do the super high polished video, don't change your whole persona to be some, you know, super poshy person. That isn't you. Be yourself. Yeah. It's just going to, you know, be. But so from where I am, there's about three other, maybe four other people doing YouTube videos. So it's not super competitive where I am. So the very self-directed video is working wonders, because it's just not a lot of people out there doing it.
And so, then I think too, talking to consistency, right? So how often do you post?
So that is my word for 2023 is consistency.
Okay, consistency. I think that's everybody's word in real estate.
I've heard focus and consistency, but consistency is definitely mine, because I've learned all the things. I've got all this knowledge. And one of the things that I've learned consistently over the last 2 years is if you learn it and you don't apply it, then it's knowledge is not power, right? Implementation is power.
I love that.
And so that's, you know, that is, when you're busy doing real estate stuff, and then you're also trying to be a marketer as well. Like I think a lot of us probably lose some consistency, and especially when you're like a solo agent. I don't have a team. I work alone.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm kind of doing everything, and I'll get to the point where I'll get like a VA, but like, honestly, I don't want a team. I don't want to, I spent many years in upper management, as senior director in advertising agencies. And I just don't want to, not that I don't want to be a mentor, but I don't want to be a handholder. I don't want to be a babysitter. I don't, you know, I want to work like you with people who are at my level or above. And I know, you know, that's, I don't want to work with the newbies who don't know anything about real estate. Like it's very, very hard, because it's not like a normal job where you're just training someone for a job. It's
right. Yeah.
It's training someone to how to do their whole business. And you know,
how to be a business owner, basically.
How to be a business owner. Yeah. It's completely different than bringing someone onto a team at a corporate kind of a job.
So I try to post once a week, and, you know, I know some people do two times a week. What I've heard in the past from a lot of trainings is post what you can post, but stay consistent at it.
Consistent. Yeah. So this year, my consistency is at least once a week. Like that's what my goal is, at least once a week, is to get one YouTube video up once a week, because that's 52 in a year, you know,
and they are evergreen. So I have to say on my channel, I have one video that has 24,000 views that I posted, I don't even know, a year and a half ago. And it's something I made at home. But like I have other more polished ones that don't do as well. So again, too, I think if anybody's listening to this and they want to start a YouTube channel, first of all, just start.
Just start. Don't delay. Okay. I mean, there's a thing for polished videos too. Like if you're doing a home tour, you want it to be like, you're marketing it to the masses. You're getting it out there on all your social media channels. It's not just on YouTube. It's going to Facebook advertising. It's going into Google advertising. Like, and you want to represent that person's house as best as possible. However, I've also done ones where I'm just showing a house tour and they get a lot of views because people love to look at houses, even if it's wrong.
Yeah.
So
people love to look at houses.
I think a good mix between like the polished and the unpolished is probably the way to go. I mean, people really want to see the authentic you, but I think in a competitive market, you just have to do something to make you stand out a little bit more, right? Like maybe that's niching.
Yeah, niching is huge. And I know you're really good at that. There's a ton of training around that. I do think like somebody will watch somebody else's YouTube that's in my area, and then they'll watch mine and they will be gravitating towards that person or me. And I think that's a really great power of YouTube, is that it allows a viewer to see who they feel they're aligned with.
And that's the one to work with.
Like, oh, I like that person. And I like the way she talks, or I like the way that guy talks. And I like his points. And then I think that's a huge gift for both those of us creating content and those of people consuming content, I think is a huge gift.
Oh, agreed. Because it's that whole know, like, and trust factor, right?
So
there, you know, someone who watches me and watches my competitor might choose my competitor over me because maybe that person, you know, reminds them of somebody else that they liked in their life, or maybe they think I look funnier, I talk funnier, my voice is too high, and that is okay. The great thing about that for everyone involved is that if someone sees me and they don't like my video and they don't want to work with me, guess what? I don't want to work with you either. Like, it's not a good fit.
I think that's a really good thing to really point out too, is when people are in real estate, and that's my goal this year, is to niche down into more of what I do is holistic real estate. And I work with people who are into vibration and law of attraction.
I love that about you. We're connected, and I see your niche in that, and it's so you, and it's perfect.
But I think for years I was so afraid of, I'm going to not get as much business if I don't speak to everybody. But then what's the saying is, like, if you're speaking to everybody, you're missing out on the people that really resonate, and you're not speaking to anyone. So I think having a niche down, which can be hard, right? That can be a hard thing to figure out what works for you.
Well, 100%. And I can give you a prime example. For years, I took Karen Carr's.
Karen's great.
Yeah, she's amazing. That's how I learned how to do a YouTube channel. And, you know, it was all about finding your avatar. What's your niche?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't really know what my niche is. And I was like, well, I kind of feel like I want to work with New Yorkers, but is that really a niche? Like, that's not a niche. And I kept resisting. And as soon as I was like, you know what, fine, that's my niche. And I really just started targeting and talking to them. That's when the lead started coming from the New Yorkers, because they're like, wait, this girl's talking directly to me. She's solving a problem I didn't know I had. And that is like, where am I going to live if I'm not going to live in, you know, New York City? What small city is going to be great for me? And I'm here to tell you that it's Eastern PA. So it works.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's so important. Okay, I have a few more questions. Sure. What are three things, or just maybe even one or two things, you love about being a realtor?
There's so much. First of all, I love, even though, like I said, it's been kind of a roller coaster and I haven't quite gotten there yet, I really feel like this is my year. I feel like year six is like the breakout year. I'm super confident in it. I love owning my own business. I love being my own boss. I love, you know, waking up in the morning and not having that kind of like, okay, I've got to answer to somebody else because I'm the one that I'm answering to. And I'm a tough boss. Like I'm a motivated, dedicated person. And I think that's super important for realtors to know too. Like if you don't have, if you're not self-motivated, like if you have trouble working from home, you might not be a great realtor because like that's a discipline set that if you don't have that ability to kind of work from home, even if you go to an office, you're still having to motivate yourself. No one's there telling you what to do, right? Like you have to do it for yourself. So I love owning my own business and kind of being my own boss and having setting my own schedule, even though that schedule is wacky and crazy and always full. And I work probably more hours than I've ever worked for a corporation.
Sure.
It still feels so self, it's satisfying because it's for me. Yeah. It's not for anybody else. And to know that I'm not on a chopping block. Like my last corporate role, I walked into to business on a Tuesday, got called into the conference room by the president and the CEO. Hey, Tara, can we talk to you for a few minutes in the conference room? Absolutely. I thought they wanted to have a you know, an update on this huge project undertaking that I had, you know, had started for the company. And it was no. It was like, we're eliminating your role. And it has nothing to do with you, Tara. We love you. Everybody loves you. It's, you know, and it turns the situation
at that point.
And it's, I know it wasn't me because I know I was kicking butt for them. And I know my team loved me. Like I made huge inroads. So it wasn't, I didn't feel bad about myself, but on a Tuesday morning, my entire life changed. And that's because someone else made that decision for me. So I love that I'm the master of my own destiny. That is so that's probably the biggest thing I love.
Yeah.
I love working with people. I love clients. I've always been, like I said earlier, before this, I was 19 years in advertising technology, focused solely on meeting clients' needs and making them happy.
Yeah.
It brings me a joy to see people so happy to move into their first house or, you know, upgrade to a larger house or sell their house because they're, you know, they're moving to retirement in Florida. It's just the whole process of helping people with this large commodity, this large, you know, the largest purchase or sale of their life is so powerful. And I think that a lot of realtors don't take it seriously. I think a lot of realtors, you know, are in it for the money and not the emotion. And I really feel like I'm in it for both. I mean, I'm more the emotion than the money. I think we get paid generously for what we do. And, and I'm so happy that along with that comes this like feeling of gratification that you're helping people in such a huge purchase of their life or sale of their life. It's so gratifying.
I think too, one of my biggest goals is to educate the public on what we do, that it's not, that it is so caring and compassionate. And we understand what a big transition in life is for you. And you know, all of the steps and all of the process and, you know, from opening a door to actually getting the keys, is there so much involved in that? And when you really care about your clients, it becomes an amazing experience when, you know, for them. And that is so satisfying to people, right? Or to myself.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Let me ask another question. So we just talked about what you like about being a realtor. What are some things you don't like about being a realtor?
So absolutely the downs of being a realtor is like the times when you're like, okay, where is it coming from next? Or, okay, I'm overwhelmed because there's only me and I've got all these systems to implement and I still have to, you know, field for leads and where, you know, where is my budget coming from? So it's the same for any business owner, really. It's like, where am I going to get my next piece of business? So what I've striven towards the entire time I've been a realtor is like getting to that point where I don't have to worry about it because I'm consistently doing 5 or 6, you know, transactions in a month. So that's kind of the baseline. So the ups and downs of it is probably the thing I like the least, because I know I'm an amazing realtor. It's the getting of the leads and it's the getting of the clients. That's the hardest part for me.
Yeah. And building a system that is delivering that consistently.
Yeah.
I really want to touch on to that as well, because I think when I became a realtor, I was like, oh, well, how do I get business? And then you start figuring that out. But then the next step, which sounds like you are at, and I've been at for a while, is, okay, I have this idea for this system. that's going to be doing that. But then I have to also implement that and go sell houses and go do this and go do that. Right. We wear so many hats in this business.
We do wear so many hats.
Yeah.
Right. It's not like a normal business owner. Like if you were to own a real retail shop, right, you might work the back office, but you'd hire someone to stand on the front. And you can do that in real estate too. But it's like sometimes giving over the control when you're used to doing everything yourself is also difficult too, because I'm the kind of person where I'm like, well, by the time I teach someone to do what I need them to do, I could have just done it myself. So it's
100%. That's a huge thing I went through. I had a VA this year, and the kind of what didn't work out awesome because I didn't have the time to train them the way I wanted them to be trained. And I was like just throwing them into it, and then nobody was successful at it. So when we are implementing admin or showing assistants or buyers agents or whatever it is we're implementing, we have to get to our point in the business where we can step back a little bit, and there are the systems that are auto running, so we can create a successful onboarding process that represents us, that represents you as Tara, the realtor, right?
Well, I have a bit of advice for anybody that's like, anyone that's new and they think they're in it for the long haul, start saving, start writing out your processes and procedures now as if you already were going to onboard somebody, so that when you are ready to onboard them in 2 or 3 years, you already have this, like put it in some sort of system where they can, like a Trello board or something like that, where they can, or even a Google Drive where they can, get all these documents. This is how you do this. Like write out your processes as you go along, so that when you are at the point of hiring somebody, that you're not scrambling to get all of that stuff together to get them onboarded, that you just already have it there. It's something I started doing from someone, someone taught me that, and I was like, this is brilliant.
That is brilliant. Like even if I have it in like a Google Drive, so I'm just like, okay, this is how I do this and this is how I do that, then it's easily already there versus me having to create that. That is really brilliant. And I'm going to implement that.
Yes. Really good thing to be like, okay, this is how you do this. And like when you're going through something doing a listing agreement, or doing all the steps you need to do for a listing and all everything that you would need like on the back end done, just write it out so that when you get there, they can help you with that, and they can be the one to remind you to like, hey, did you do this and did you do that and all that stuff. It seems stupid simple, but it over time, like look at how much we do.
So much. And also, you have to develop your own systems and processes that work for you.
Yes.
So I've worked for like a lot of teams, and I've taken pieces of that, and like that works for me, that doesn't work for me. So it is very specific to how you run your business, how I run my business.
Yeah.
And there's tweaks and things to that, we can implement that make it more authentic and aligned with how we want things done. I love that so much. Okay. Quickly, what are three or a couple of apps or sites or CRMs that you use daily that you absolutely love?
Ooh, good one. I really love the power of KVCore for my CRM. Like I really love the things that I can do there. And other than that, the newest app, the hottest app that is so awesome that everyone's talking about, if you don't know it already, you're going to know about it soon. It's ChatGPT.
Okay. I have heard people talking about this. What the heck is this?
Okay. So ChatGPT is an AI platform that will build content for you. And you really enter a chat into it and say, I wanted to come up with a script for a video.
Yeah.
What are the top 10 reasons people want to live in the Lehigh Valley? Write a script for a video. Like you literally tell it, write a script for a video. And in real time, I don't know what it's doing, but it's crawling all over the internet with its spiders and pulling out all that information. It writes for you in real time, a script, top 10 reasons people would want to live in Lehigh Valley.
That is awesome. Oh my God, I'm implementing.
It is awesome. If you don't have it now, you need it. But the thing, so I love and I hate it, right? Because as someone who, I've honestly been hired in the past for my writing skills. Just coming out of college and having to write a bunch of I've always had this writer spirit. Like someday I'm going to write a book. I just love to write. So I hate it in the aspect, like that's what used to set me apart from people is writing. I mean, even writing like an MLS description.
Yeah.
And that to me is a super, like, making that poetic and making that interesting to people to read. Cause you get all kinds, right? You get the overly fluffed, cheesy, and then you get the very low detail, three sentences that don't describe the house. And I'm somewhere in the middle of that where I'm giving them an experience. Well, you don't really have to do that anymore. And that makes me sad because it's like taking over this talent that I've had. But at the same time, it saves you a heck of a lot of time in researching when you want to do something fast.
I love it. I think that is a good tool. Like for me, I'm not a great writer.
Yes. And
so that could be an incredibly helpful thing.
You're gonna love it. I spend a ton of time
on SEO trying to figure out what people are searching for and how to write something that people want to watch and stuff. So that is really cool. Thank you for that tip.
You're welcome.
I always like to end the podcast with if you could go back when you were a beginning realtor, what do you wish you could tell yourself that you know now?
Ooh, that is such a good question. I think honestly that when I started with a small mom and pop brokerage.
Okay.
And I didn't know that I wasn't going to get fed what I needed to know to be a realtor, right? So if I was going to go back and tell myself, I would say lean on the experience that you've had, because I spent years promoting multi-million dollar companies, businesses, online, advertising campaigns. Like I wish I'd come into real estate going, this is how you have to hit the market because this is what you did your whole life. But I was in, you know, 2.5 years before I really started to, or maybe 1.5 to 2 years before I was like, how do I promote myself? I wish I could go back and tell myself to get on YouTube faster, to learn how to do the digital parts faster. Cause if I'd done that 2 years sooner, I'd be that much further ahead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think I would tell myself like, it's important to learn how to promote yourself, but not in a self-promotion kind of a way. Right. And that was one of the greatest things I've learned from coaching. Cause when I went into it, I was like, I don't want to be like, oh, hi, I'm Tara Roy. I'm the greatest realtor. I have this much experience. And I have, you know, I'm not comfortable with that. And when I learned the service, serve, not sell, has been the greatest lesson is serving, not selling, and giving people information and educating them. And if I'd known that from the very beginning, I think it would have, you know, I would be that much better. But you know what? Everything happens in the time it's meant to. And, you know, I think mindset and positivity is the best thing. You know, just knowing that you can do it and you're going to get there, even if you're not there right now, it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Just keep smiling and keep trucking.
I love that, Tara. Tara, what is the name of your YouTube channel for people who want to come and check you out?
It's my brand, Tara Roy Loves Real Estate.
I love it. I love your logo, by the way.
Thank you so much.
There, and I'm sure they can find all of your contact information there. I want to thank you so much for being here today.
I appreciate it, Tristan. Thank you. You're awesome.
You are so welcome. Talk soon.
You've been listening to the Empowered Agent Podcast, where we help you empower your real estate business and your life. If you liked this episode, please share it with a friend or share it on social media and make sure to tag me so that I can thank you personally.